Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available to you online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're on AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, internet, in my head.
Yeah, if you think really hard, you just start hearing it.
Exactly. I'm Allison Stewart. That's Bill Wolf. And usually when we do the ramble, it's sometimes lighter stories. Sometimes it's sort of the talking stories of the day, maybe sound bites that are out there in the world that you've heard. But today we noticed the theme. It's time for the dark and stormy edition of the ramble.
Ooh, that's foreboding.
Yes, well, the first one is about a crematorium.
Uh-oh.
Okay, it's a British crematorium.
Oh, double trouble.
Yeah, it's considering using heat from its body-burning furnaces to also possibly heat and light its chapel. They're doing so in the name of being environmentally friendly as a part of a drive to reduce carbon emissions. Now, these cremation furnaces are capable of generating 1,600 to 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit heat.
That seems to me to be plenty warm.
Yes, the local vicars, they're on board. They referred to it as an excellent innovation, saying it really has nothing to do with the ghoulish scenes in people's minds. It's not like that. It's simply to use the gas more efficiently.
Well, I wish them the best of luck, but I think it's ghoulish.
A little dark and stormy, I'm telling you.
Next up, the Associated Press reports that one intrepid and perhaps deluded victim of Hurricane Katrina is seeking, from the government, $3 quadrillion in damages.
And we have to say, there was a discussion in the morning meeting, how many zeros are in quadrillion?
And the answer is 15 zeros. I also read online that if you had $3 quadrillion in pennies and you stack them, first of all, it'd be very difficult balance-wise.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
It would reach Saturn.
Oh, my.
Where it would melt and then you would die. So don't do it. It might be helpful to consider if you're trying to put your mind around the idea of $1 trillion, it would dwarf the U.S. gross domestic product. Little known about the person who filed the claim for $3 quadrillion. Not sure if that person actually thinks he or she is going to get that money. Only the zip code of the person was released. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has received 247 claims of at least $1 billion apiece, including this one for $3 quadrillion. Some people say that the residents who are making these claims are exaggerating the claims to send a symbolic message to the Army Corps of Engineers about the scale of their suffering in the hurricane and in the 2.5 years since.
All right. Remember the story. We want to update you on it of these two inmates became outmates.
Yes,
in
were.
New Jersey. Apparently, they had viewed The Shawshank Redemption one or two times. They had carved an escape tunnel in their cells, which they had actually hid behind photos of ladies in bikinis. Well, they'd been on the lam since December 14th.
And I must say, with much of the news-consuming audience sort of rooting for them, it seems to me.
I'm not sure if they were rooting. Well, there was ingenuity. I think people were impressed with the ingenuity. How about that?
Okay.
They escaped on December 14th. The second of the inmate to escape from that New Jersey jail was caught yesterday in Mexico City. So, just an update for you there.
Wow. Thanks for that. I had been keeping track. And next, Marvel Comics rivals the old soap opera Dallas now. You remember when Bobby Ewing died and woke up, he came out of the shower and said that the entire thing had been a dream.
Oh, yeah, the whole last season.
Yeah, the whole last season had simply been a dream. Well, Marvel Comics has ended the marriage of one of its biggest heroes, Spider-Man. In the latest issue of The Amazing Spider-Man, that's number 545 for those of you keeping score, Peter Parker and Mary Jane not only end their 20-year marriage, their relationship gets completely erased from history. The villain, Mephisto, erases all traces of the Peter-Mary Jane marriage from their memories. It's all in a good cause to save Aunt May's life. It's the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind come true.
I like that movie.
I like that movie, too. I also like Dallas. The Marvel.com message boards are blowing up with angry posts. People are angry about the breakup of the marriage and the plausibility of Mephisto actually doing this. One fan wrote, quote, "The Spider-Man I've loved and read for 34 years is dead now. No matter how well written or drawn what comes next, it is being built upon the corpse of something that I and many other readers cared about deeply," end quote.
Don't want to rile up comic book fans.
No, you don't. I don't.
Really
I never speak
don't.
Ill of them.
Nope. Hey, if you want to read more about these stories, we'll link to them on the blog. And that does it for The Ramble.